And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, undeclare your independence. I'm Ernest Hancock, and Chloe and Bazada and I just got started getting into the meat of it. Okay, so we're gonna do another couple of segments here, and then Matt White, I think, is he gonna come on at the bottom of the hour? She's gonna try and confirm with him coming on, because we're old enough. We recognize the language. You know, it's been whatever, where the young people kind of go, where the ideas are, and you're on another collective serving the masters of something, you know? And we're trying to get away from that. And if we can help and all it takes is a freaking dome, man, I'm on it. You know, I want to, you know, in exchange for, you know, I get to see what you do with it. I mean, you know, that's what we're looking for. Now, what I did is I pulled up for her. This is the 28-foot dome that we were making signs in. We put the fabric up to be a windbreak, and this is so I just wanted to show you how big it is. And this is, yeah. See, we're making, you know, signs there, you know, and this is out in one of the domes out in Tonopah. So there's Donna making some stuff there, sitting out in the desert. Now, all he got for a garage. Now, what we can do is we can make this into, you know, you cover that with chicken wire and concrete, and boom, you're done. You know, so this is something that we can make available, and you have choices in half inch, three quarter inch, and inch conduit that can be in 3, 4 phase, 5 phase, whatever. I'm going to show the audience, go to this site so you can understand. If we're going to do this, let's do it. It's Desert Domes, Desert Domes. See if that comes up. No, it's Dome Calculator. I got to pull this thing over to do it. Okay. You go to Dome Calculator, and while I'm pulling this up, Chloe, explain what you would do with them, where you're doing this, what you're hoping to demonstrate, how you got the land, what land, all about this permitting thing. Because as we're traveling around, we have in southeastern Arizona, Cochise County, you can get a permit to not have to get any permits. I'm like, what? So anyway, they got that option to where you can do that. And in Missouri, kind of what you were talking about, we don't care. You got it recorded. That's your land. You do what the hell you want, and don't bother me. You know, so...
I worked with Earthships up in Taos, New Mexico, and they have a lot less restrictions. But they did have to fight. They had to fight even in Taos. I mean, it's crazy. And now you have Earthships everywhere up there. And so now they have a like test site where you can just build wherever you want without any permitting at all. So there's that, and I love Earthship, but I definitely want to have one on my property. Missouri, there's a great community called Dancing Rabbit, and they build all their earth and structures there. And we're looking to do the same outside of Asheville, an hour out. We're looking around Burnsville, North Carolina, and we're working with someone who already has land, potentially. I mean, we might end up buying our own, but at this point, we're working with one person, and we're going to have some people buy in. What we want to do on the physical aspect with the dome, we want to have a few different structures to show people, showcase what you can do with them, right? So we're going to have a conference center, and that's going to be all 3D printed hempcrete spray. So, and then we're going to have some houses also 3D printed hempcrete spray. And then, you know,
Jay, now, wait a minute. What's
maybe doing
what's printed?
the actual house is printed, 3D printed, with geopolymer.
Okay, so you're doing kind of a polymer dome, or you're not going to be spraying?
That one is going to be more of a house. So it would be less of a dome, more of a house.
Okay, so you're going to use 3D technology with kind of actuators, you know, step motors on scaffold or, you know, sky crane or something?
Yeah, but I'm not the expert in that. I'm working with a guy who's been doing this for also 20, 30 years. He just started getting into the 3D printing, but he's a contractor by trade and all that. So that's something that we have graphics for and starting to create renders for, and that's also my crowdfunding and on the growingsystems.org. So I wouldn't mind sharing more if people have questions about that. So anyways, my point is that we want to have a lot of different types of structures, and we want to have ones that are affordable and off the grid. That's our priority.
No, this is a big thing. Last summer, like June, July, I purchased all my copper for the house because I knew what was going to happen. You know, now it's freaking shooting through the roof. So, I got my copper, okay? And I got 15 350-watt panels, plus I got, you know, like 1,200 and something here on the bus. And I got, you know, 4 battle-borne lithium iron phosphate batteries, and I can build my own for the house. I mean, we're all over it. And the guy where you saw that dome, we were making the signs, man, he just upgraded his solar. He lives out in the middle of nothing, hadn't touched his generator in months. So, you know, this is, you know, it can be done. He's got a split system. I mean, we, you know, we're old guys, man. We built, we actually did it, okay? So we already know we can have a comfortable life. It's not the technology of that. It's the social aspects of it. It's how you're going to structure, not the building, your life. You know, so you're looking at the screen here, what this means is 1, 2, 3 phase domes. If you have a person standing, let me show you, when you go in there, when you do the calculator, a 6-foot person standing right next to the edge of the dome doesn't touch their head. So you get full, if you go 16 foot, you get full use of the floor space. And you can put, like you saw in my aquadome, when we did our aquaponics, you know, they were connected. So they were connected, you know, here at one side with a 6-foot opening, and you walk between them. If we meshed that and then concreted it, and I had two doors in one and two doors in the other one with one connected, you're done. I mean, you don't want to put a window. I mean, we even had a sink in there, a running sink. You know, so it was, I'm willing to make this available to you at no cost for the construction. You guys pay for the conduit. Send somebody up to where we got our machine. We got a place to do it. We will build it for you, then go and help you put it up to show you how to do it. And, you know, two guys can put this up in 2 hours, you know. So when we're in one of my trailers, we take a bunch of these. I had 10 of them. You know, I am sitting up at Adam's, Kokesh's place, has a bunch of them up there. He's made a bunch of big domes. He's got 21-footers, 13, 16, a 28. I mean, and with on tires, you know, pounded with blah, blah, blah. You know, so I'm in. Not because I want to join your whatever it is. You know, that is, I want you to have the best chance possible so you get away from the technical ability of just not being not too hot, not too cold, not too hungry, not too whatever. You're there and get to where the real problem is. It's how you set it up socially. And I want to know that.
You're doing the work, Ernest.
All right, I'm going to find out. We're all going to find out. The cost for doing this is really going to be that you're under the magnifying glass for the Liberty community. We're going to see. You know, oh, well, if we only had a place to live. Well, you got that. Now what? Okay? So then you're starting with the land thing. So now that you have this resource available to you at cheap, 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 because most of this, when you buy these, you'll be paying $3,000-$4,000 just for the, you know, the frame to do, and that, man, you know, never mind. You know, but if you got, you know, labor and young people willing to do the work, I will give you the infrastructure for free other than just the cost. I'll make them. You get something, I'll show you how to do it. Hell, we might have a new place to put the machine. I mean, I don't care. The thing is that this is what we're talking about. So when we come back, we'll get Chloe's response, and at what stage are they ready for this kind of help? Because we've been doing this with other groups doing the same thing, but it's usually individual families that are doing it. Now we're moved into community. We'll see. Lori's going to give her a response and the conditions of what we got to do when we come back in just a little bit.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Chloe Fusada, you know, she's, you got my interest. Now, this is how far along they are, and they're looking for, you know, they got, you know, they know they're going to need dwellings. Well, they probably got, you know, some answers, and I go, okay, well, I got some, and we'll do, I don't know, at least, you know, you can count on me for help you make it go where with four domes, whatever size you want to do, and you got to have, you got to pick them up, you got to come get them, you got to help do it. You know, we'll have the machine. But I'm telling you, this machine was, I got over $10,000-$12,000 in, you know, the equipment to do this stuff. But it makes each one I'm doing, like, free. I mean, you know, you pay for the conduit and you're done. So tell us about, real quick, we got 10 minutes. I want you to tell me about the land. Where are you doing this? How are you working that out? Then who's going to get the domes? Is the ones building it? You know, how close are they going to be? How are they going to be situated? What, I mean, you know, where's your plan?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to pull up our site at all, but I could show you some pictures or strategy plans that we have. So what we want to do, our strategy is we're crowdfunding right now. We're going to do a down deposit on a piece of land that someone else owns, but that means that we'll also have an equal ownership, won't we, once we do the down deposit, the down payment. And then we want to create a glamping site. So I definitely see those as first being used as glamping sites. Then we could potentially create them into homes. Or we could do, if we have multiple ones, some of them can be homes, some of them can be glamping sites. I think we can do a wide range of stuff there. Once we have the glamping business up, we're going to create the conference center. Now, we have a lot, me and my partner have a lot of background with the Global Eco Village and the Network, Austin Permaculture Guild. She's living in a community, a 100-person community, for 35 years. We know how to host events. We know how to host community events. We know how to do it for a city, galas, whatever. We want to host events and host your events with people listening, Solar Punk, Greater Reset, all of those. We want to host those on our site at a conference center that's also going to be naturally built. So that's our end goal. We're also going to have people living there, buying in. There's a lot of different dynamics, but it's get the site, do glamping just to get some funding going on outside of Asheville. There's a lot of tourism, a lot of people that want to go out there and do a conference center.
Okay, no, I get it. You build it and they'll come. All right. So here's, I'm at your site. Where do you want me to go?
So go to the second one, go to the third one, about, and then forming community, press forming community. And then go down a little bit. That's kind of all our community stuff. Go to the crowdfunding campaign right there.
Am I still scrolling down to get to it?
You're welcome to look through all that, too. That's more of the community side, but you might be more interested in hearing all about that. But as far as, like, the strategy plan and what we're trying to do right now, it's, yeah, on that link there.
Which link?
Our invitation to you. Yeah.
Our invitation to you. Okay.
The crowdfunding campaign. Yeah, crowdfunding campaign
there
right there.
Okay.
So We're going to start having weekly calls. The first one's on June 9th, where you can learn a lot more about it. They're going to be non-disclosure calls, so you can't share the information that we're going to talk about it. We don't want people stealing these ideas. But
why?
If you keep going down...
That's why I'm doing this, is to steal your idea.
Well, you can study what I'm doing.
All right.
So if you keep it down, you can see there's the strategy plan right there, and there's where we're going to do our targets. And that's one of the 3D renderings, the 3D.
Okay, sites. So the main thing is, you know, you want to live somewhere, you want to have a dwelling, be comfortable, not too hot, not too cold, not too hungry, thirsty, you know, and then you do whatever the hell you're going to do. And the thing is, it always comes down to shelter. You know, the first thing is, you know, breathing in and out comfortably for like the rest of your life. I mean, it always comes down to that. And it's how do you do that in peace? And that was one thing that was called the quiet enjoyment of your land. That was kind of, you know, like a legal precedent throughout the decades. I always see that in court case. You know, he has a right to the quiet and peaceful enjoyment of his land, whatever the hell that means, you know. So these things have already been discussed. It was... And the promise of America was where you were supposed to have this. That's where a lot of people come to America for this, is to have the quiet enjoyment of their land. Now, I can go and, you know, pitch a tent in front of City Hall and I'm okay, but if I take and do it on your land here without a government permit, I go to jail. And I'm going, when the hell did that happen? Mm-hmm. So it's that deal. It's the foundation of it. If the problem is structure, I can help you with that. But that's never the problem. You know, it's going to be right. Something else. But because, right. And my reason for doing that is Donna and I, at the end of this year, we're going to be doing this. I'm not waiting on anybody. You know, we're going to do it. But, mm-hmm. You know, the more that use these domes, the more, you know, different, you know, I watch them how they do cobbing. I watch how they do aircrete. I watch how they, you know, even polymers and yada, 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 yada. Well, then you start getting into expensive just freaking wood. I mean, you know, God knows how much that's going to be. So I'm in. I want to help, you know, but I'm more interested in what you do with it. And if you got labor to come help, you know, then, you know, we can, with the labor, you start mass producing, you guys getting into it. Now you got business. You know, now the business is building me domes and I just pay for it. You guys do the labor. You know, I don't care.
All right.
You know, so when you share this idea and what we're talking about with your partners and your friends and so on, just, you know, let us know. Because what I'm looking to do is this very thing. I want to make sure that you have the best chance and I get to see how your community is structured and how it works. That is the most important.
Yeah, you know, and that's why we feel confident in what we're doing, because we're teaching courses on this. We're talking about the community dynamics. You know, you're saying shelter first, but anyone can, you can figure out how to make a shelter, you know? That's, to me, that's more common sense than living in community, unfortunately. You know, and that's why most of them fall apart within 2 years. And also, I didn't say it before, but Diana Lee Christian has an amazing book called Creating a Life Together. It is a big book, but there's a lot of people that read it and a lot of people that form community off of it. And, yeah, but that's what you're getting into. And it's hard to create that space where people actually enjoy living with each other. They start, you know, the first 6 months, they enjoy it. After that, it gets really hard. And what do you do 10 years later? You know, and if you don't have, you know, I'm watching my grandparents go into assisted living. I'm watching my mom degrade. If you don't have people supporting you at the end of your life and at the beginning of your life, what do you have? See, that's where it ends for me.
All of a sudden, your sound jumped up. I mean, at the end of the show, and now I got good sound. Seriously. All right. So this first thing, get a better mic. But one thing that you can see why I'm interested in this. You know, when you're 60 activists and doing this 30 years, you got friends that know how to do stuff. You know, that is not the problem with us. They even got heavy equipment, trench diggers, backhoes, skid steers. We're, you know, rock and roll. We can take care of ourselves. That's not the problem. The problem is, I need to advocate freedom for everybody. It's the best chance I have of being free. Because I can take care of me. It's how do you take care of your community.
Yeah,
Now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
We're back. This is what Chloe and I are ending this up. She's going to set up, we'll do a Zoom meeting or something with her and her friends, and they'll listen to this, and what can we do? And they'll get, okay, on the calendar, you know, get half a dozen of us, get in the van and pull a trailer, go to Arizona, we make them come back with them, now what? I mean, you know, that it's always the now what. So the only documentation...
What I would love to see is an event where we can disperse a lot of them. Sell them at cost, but with an event where people are learning how to do it, too. Come to North Carolina, come to Orleans, and build them together.
Yeah, no, you get them up. Now it's, how do you cover it? You know, what do you... I mean, I feel a lot of videos in your future, you know, you got to go watch. But the... You know, you have anybody with any construction experience and so on? And,
yes.
You know, I'm going to be experimenting. We already have. I've been doing this for a decade. You know, we've done all kinds of different things.
Right.
But anyway, oh, but they're round and it's hard to build in and around. I like round. You know, it's much more ergonomic for me. My restaurant, I designed it in the round, the kitchen area, because I had to have fewer employees. And I'm going, look, it's more efficient. You know, and you have the same space used in a different way. So I'm not worried about that. And tiny living, I've been in a bus, man. I mean, you know, it used to be like, you know, the mansion. But I want to be comfortable. I got a big family. You know, my grandkids, I got 12 grandkids. So I'm, you know, I'm, ooh, they're all coming over. Where are they going to be? So we're going to do this. I'm with you, sister.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, I want to be very clear up front. My motivation for doing this is learning some new building techniques and what works and that, and, you know, kind of, you know, whatever. And but the big thing is how you set up your community for everybody to see why it worked or didn't work. You know, you get to implement your plan. I want
to
facilitate
I'll tell you
your
what.
Plan.
I'll tell you the background. I'm telling you that the way we're going to set up community is going to be different than other people. And that's a large part of what I want to sell is what I told you at first is having one owner and other people join typically does not work, but because me and my partner, Leonie, we have experience in living in community for years, her more than me, 35 years. If we have our own land and we have the vision of other people joining, it means there's less commitment up front, because otherwise you're going in because everyone has to put money in collectively, or one person puts money in and then things get really complicated. But if you have just two or three people starting something and starting it as a business, then you have a revenue stream coming in at first, and you have less commitment, and people that really want to join can take their time to join. So that's what's going to be different. It's not going to be community first. It's going to be business first, and then community is going to come when they're ready.
Like you need a business of making domes. I you know, I'm in.
All right.
You know,
yeah.
Let's do it. You know, my cut is used machine, and it's mine until we whatever. But, you know, my deal is you make me a bunch of domes, you know, that I need. All right, peace. You can make whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, you can have some glamping and some events and then make a lot of domes. I already have some people that want to come and help make yours. They can make domes.
The thing that you need to, I encourage you to go look up, is Ferro Cement. F-E-R-O.
Yeah, yeah, I know about it.
Okay, that's what this will be. You know, you use different things, and all these, the cobbing or the ferro cement, in developing countries, they make big giant water tanks out of this. I mean, it's very thin, concrete, and reinforced wires.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I know about it. Yeah.
No, imagine living in one of those big water tanks. I'm good. You know, I mean, this, so, I, you know,
I don't want to live in a cylinder.
I don't know, maybe I do. You make it cool. They sure as hell are Mars. That's what's going to happen. I can tell you that. So, you know, this is, I'm excited about this because I don't have to be invested in whether you succeed with your thing or not. I don't care. I mean, I prefer that you do. But what I'm really looking for is the information. The information, the whole Liberty community, you know, has been exposed to you through the Greater Reset. You know, a lot of people, you know, are encouraging to, and I think there should be 15 gazillion different kinds of whatever, I don't care, you know, and if I can help you start that and be a part of that, and we benefit with the information and whatever from you, and you open yourself up that we can scrutinize what is going on, I'm in, you know, and a lot of it's going to come down to where the land is. It's what country, it's what municipality. That's why a lot of people are doing the, you know, the Portugal thing. I've been seeing a lot of people going to Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
And the European Union, you know, in Europe, Portugal don't give a crap, man. Knock yourself out. out in the middle of the whatever. Then they'll get popular.
Yeah. And but it's also really dry. You better know permaculture.
Yeah, we have been doing, well, that's why we did the aquaponics. You know, the aquadome was aquaponics. Mm-hmm. So we learned what we could do there. Yeah. I'm probably a bigger fan of square foot gardening or you want to be efficient and it's not back-breaking. I got to do so many weeds. Oh, my God, work. You know, so there's, you know, I'm looking for it. And then hugel mounds become a big thing, you know, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting in, you're feeding the soil. Then wood chips is a big, my plan. I'll get out in the desert. I'll put freaking 6 inches of wood chips. Let it sit there for 3 years. I don't care.
Yeah.
Then I got.
And also mycelium. You can do a lot of the mycelium, and that will help with the soil a lot.
Right. You know, well, that's a hugel mound thing. And then, you know, mycelium on wood chips you get. But that kind of happens naturally anyway. You know, you keep it moist in wood chips and you're done. So this is Arizona. A lot of people don't know. It's number one or two in citrus production. Number one in
I do know that.
In lettuce. It's number one or two in cotton. I mean, you add water, it freaking grows. Okay? And we got plenty of water. There's 40 years worth of water underneath the ground in Arizona. We have so much water that they are positively charging wells on the rim in northern Arizona. I mean, they want to tell you, it's a desert. Oh, my God. That's politicians.
If you're, because of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, they have the Colorado Central Arizona Project thing that has a lot to do with it. But a lot of it is just for millennia, nobody lived there. There's a bunch of water underneath. You know, it's just there, you know. So you pump it, the city of Phoenix as well. You know, now they're recycling and want to make sure you drink everybody else's amphetamines. But, you know, it's, you know, you got well water, you can do well. All right, so we'll leave it with this. I'm waiting on you now. I'm excited to help. We have the machinery and the knowledge to help. We have the ability to share for people to know. Once you start, once you see it's actually doing, people will gravitate. Then that's where scuttlebutt comes in. So we may want to start experimenting with software. How do you keep the sociopaths out? How do you know by reputation? Oh, yeah, I got a truck and a big woohoo, and I'll, yeah, but you're a dick, and nobody likes you, and you screw up every
community. I can tell you how to keep them out, but I can tell you how to weed them out.
Well, give me a quickie, go.
Well, I mean, it's all about, let's see, how do I put this? You let them in, and you have protocols in place. You say, like, you just see, you see how they, you do community events, whatever. You'd have different ways that you're interacting, a lot of different things. But it's all about increments. If you're, you know, we lived with a guy that was a veteran, and he ended up being pretty crazy. And we didn't know that until 6 months in because, you know, he had a smile. He was nice. He was helping around, whatever. But, you know, you start seeing small things. But I think the biggest thing is having protocols of, like, check-ins. 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. And then you have, okay, maybe after 6 months, you say, okay, now you're a community member. You have to do this, this, and that, and then you become a community member. But you don't just have community members automatically. You have to have them go through a process. They have to live there for a while. And then you could decide if you want them to be there or not. Another thing, if you look at my forming community, I say exactly the values I want, the type of people I want. And so that you create a resonance around what you're attracting there because you just say out front, you know, Ernest, I'm sure you have no problem with that. You just say, these are the type of people I want. You just are very upfront and then you attract those types of people.
No, I'm not leaving. I'm squatting and I'm calling the police.
Well, I mean,
know. See, this is what I'm talking about.
You'll have
you
that
want to
anywhere.
Avoid that. You know, it's always going to, who's the ultimate authority? They don't call the sheriff. I'm going to stick the sheriff on.
That's true.
They're doing drugs and molesting children. I mean, you know, these are the things you got to worry about. So this is what I'm wanting to pay attention to. All right. I'll let you go, Chloe. Thank you very much. You've inspired, you know, more conversation. And I really do want to help. Not the only community I made this offer to, and we've been around and we've corrected them and that, but if you really want to get involved in this, take advantage of it, I'm here to be taken advantage of for my own why. I have my own why. It will get fulfilled, I guarantee it. We will help you. Thanks.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories, while I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Okay, Chloe, we have an agreement. This is what's going to happen. She's going to get the other people that she's working with. Come on, and we're going to do a Zoom, and we'll work out a deal to where the production of building their dwellings, that's not going to be an issue. And they got other different techniques where I don't care. So this is, you got some labor. You know, you can get some stuff done. We looked at the cost. I was buying, you know, by the gazillions, hundreds, in 10 packs. They're big cylinders, like a half-inch conduit for, God, I think you get them down there under a dollar, 79 cents a piece, 80 cents a piece. They're $5.34 a piece now. You can get it down into $4 something if you buy, you know, them in bulk. But this is, I'm going, you're dealing, so the final thing I left her, I go, you're dealing with, you think you can be off and on your own and not bothered and, you know, nobody mess with you and leave me aloneism. But these policies, this we really were going to, you know, print money in your name and we're going to this and we're going to that, and you're dealing with the cost. So inflation for you wanting to build your intentional community is going to be 5, 6, 10 times more what it costs than when you first started thinking about it. And it's going up. What will you do? So people that, you know, my generation that has invested in precious metals, maybe some crypto or something, you know, maybe they got a bunch of crypto. Maybe that's not, you know, a thing with them anymore, a cost. They just want to deal with the social aspect. But that's not it. Or they would just buy the land. I have friends that buy, good friends, bought missile silos. They're pimping it out. It's going to be $100 million, $200 million, you know, big resort of, you know, cage fighting underneath in the domes of the silos of the super duper, you know, rich live and then farming on top of having, you know, nitro funny, whatever the hell. I'm going, okay, you know, that's cool. Is it going to be popular? Probably will, sooner or later. All these things are going to be how we pursue our happiness. What is important to you? Some people just want to be left alone. Robin Wright, that did, she was Princess Bride. You know, Princess Bride, she was that. And then she was in House of Cards, the HBO thing with Kevin Spacey. She played the sociopathic woman, you know, that became president and whatever. Well, now she has a movie. I haven't watched it yet, but I've, you know, got some interest in it. You know, whatever happened to her, she just, and it's called Land. She just went out in the middle of the boondocks of just leave me alone. I just want to be out on the land. And, you know, is that what you want to do by yourself? You don't want a community. You don't want to be, you just want to, you know, get your mind right and peace and just, you know, relax. A lot of people do that into the wild. Maybe you just want to keep your family healthy and alive and, you know, and the man, you're afraid of that. Maybe you're operating from fear. You know, maybe you're operating out of love. You just don't, I tell you, my big thing, you know, why I do this stuff, I wish to maintain my humanity. If you know what's coming, if you know that it's going to get bad, it's going to get bad, and you don't want to be the person that it takes to survive when it gets bad. I don't look for that. And that's why I saw this one meme, and it basically said that, you know, the reason you have a good man, that when you flip his switch, man, he with great vengeance, with passion, with freaking kick your buttism, and then whether he can go home and, love on his wife and kids, you don't know. But this is what happens to occupied lands. You've been in the Middle East, the Vietnamese during the Vietnam Wars. They go out and, man, they'd be brutal. Brutal. Sick. Brutal. Apocalypse Now, brutal. Are they able to turn it off and go home and love on their grandchildren? When you start this, when it gets to people get desperate or just rational thinking of what has to happen, and the phrase at the end of the Declaration of Independence said that, we must therefore acquiesce in the necessity. We must acquiesce in the necessity of what needs to be done. We're acquiescing. We're just, all right, fine. You guys want to play? Let's play. And once you make that decision, it's Benjamin Martin, Mel Gibson, freaking, all right, you made me do it. I'm going to axe up this guy. Oh, it's freaking on. The reason that happens is because you murdered the life that they had before. All their dreams, all their aspirations, all they just wanted to be left alone, all that you took from them, and you're going to pay. All right? It's like John Wick. Well, you wanted to know if I was back. I'm thinking I'm back. Godfather 3. You know, I tried to get out, but now you pulled me back in. You keep doing this to good people, and you're going to get what you're going to get, which is what? But first, before you acquiesce in the necessity, you try everything. Donating domes to collectivists, whatever, don't care. You have to have a tapestry of peaceful people that just want to be left alone. How they do that, who freaking cares? As long as they don't make me do it, as long as they're not going to some government agent and saying, you know, make him pay for it, tax him for it, give me a grant, you know, which doesn't mean they're not going to be applying for some grant, but this is why I'm doing this. It's so important to me. Freedom's Phoenix, from the ashes, is where freedom is going to come from. It's going to be the rebirth of Freedom's Phoenix. That, you know, I've been thinking about this for decades. You know, yeah, but we got it. And every single time I look at it, it was always that one guy or gal that messed it up. And in the end, if they get pissed off, they're turned into the Karen, and there's got to be, you know, the sheriff, go get them. And the government just loves crushing these kinds of operations. And all they need to hear, or they'll just send in the informant, and they'll get it, and they'll pay. They want, no, what? Tell me about the abuse of the children by them not being vaccinated. What? You know it's true. You know that's going to happen. You know what's happening. Whatever excuse they can, it's for the children. No, it's not. You think they give a crap about your kids? They'll get somebody, you know, poster child up front to say they do. You know, they don't. This is very important. And I know a lot of people are exasperated. Oh, there goes Ernie again. Well, I did the same thing when I'm going about, and we're still working on it, the decentralization of communication with IPFS. Lots of advancements. Mike Swiatek gave a presentation at the Greater Reset last week, and people are like, whoa, what he said. But, you know, it's kind of technical. Thomas Freeman gave me a Raspberry Pi or Pirate Box, you know, some time ago, but it needed to have upgrades on the software, and he did that and demonstrated, and now I can do it. Now I can put up, boom, there forever. Next, pin it over here. Next, now I'm talking to some of the guys about having initial pinning services. You don't have to keep your machine on all the time, so it's there and it'll properly seed. But they can offer services of making sure that happens. So we're working on that. Just like, okay, that's what I want. I need somebody to build it. I want to build it. I'll make it to where, you know, we can. But do I got to do it all the time? I got other stuff to do. You know, I don't want to build the battery. I want to buy it. You know, that's happening already. I don't want to build, you know, the homes. I want to be able to buy them. Well, now we got some people that want to start manufacturing. I don't want to build your communication decentralized system. I want to use it, you know, and I do what I got to do to make that happen. Well, welcome to my quantum reality. This is what we're doing, and we're making things happen, but it only happens when I focus on it, when I bitch about it. I keep saying the same thing over and over and over. What do I got to do? What can I do? What's your conflict resolution? What do I got to do? What can I do? What's your conflict resolution? What do I got to do? What can I do? What's your conflict resolution? I keep doing that because nobody answers it. And when they do, you know, it may not be the answer I want it. So we're going to experiment. We're going to do it. We're going to help. And I'm going to take you on for the ride, and you get to witness and participate and do yourself. Because we can. I have faith in the goodness of humanity. They just need enough time to experience what does and does not work without constant manipulation from they, them, those. And it starts with the land. Can I put my tent on my own effing land? Not without a permit from the Crown. Okay. Who's that? Well, how do I deal with that? The general public opinion thing. See, I bring it full circle. It's not complicated. Why I'm doing this. Next hour, Tyranny Report. Well, that's going to be apt. Oh, there's so much stuff going on, but I tried. I'm for solution, man. I am done analyzing. I know Dr. Tamburi is going to want to share what he learned over the last couple weeks. We didn't get to do show last week, so it's going to be a fire hose of tyranny. We'll be right